morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Get off your phone. You're like my wife at dinner.
Can I tell you, I am guilty. I'm glad you brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work yesterday on the TV side, because, of course, this is also work. But on the TV side, one of the producers during the day for the midday show had a Tony La Russa satellite interview. He was promoting ARF. They used the All-Star Week as a chance to get him out there because people want to talk baseball. So then they can. The whole interview, by the way, is a two-shot of him and another guy wearing like an ARF t-shirt and a dog laying in the middle. So it's very distracting. I know they did it for the optics, so that Tony and dogs and ARF. But then they ask him, I think Dan Gray was doing the interview, ask him about Mike Matheny, because somebody that La Russa knows well, the guy who replaced him, makes perfect sense. The whole time you're staring at the interview, you're just like, oh, look at that dog sitting so, now he's wiggling. You can't even pay attention to what's being said. So this producer stops me, producer Peggy, and she said, hey, by the way, we had La Russa on, and we did ask him about Matheny if you guys want to run a clip later. And as she's telling me this, I'm texting somebody back. And I was kind of walking through the newsroom, and I said, oh, thanks so much. That's great. And she says, hey, you're not looking at me. We did a segment the other day on people who are always looking at their phones. And she said, not only is it rude, she said, we've also figured out it's unhealthy for both parties.
Yeah, it's terrible.
This is a guy whose phone goes off the whole show. And like, hold on, is that
is true. You don't put your phone on silent on the radio.
And by the way, I once worked on the ARF calendar.
What does that mean?
Well, I just hooked up a few people who needed to get, you know, have pictures taken.
Like Backus probably was in the ARF?
No, like, honestly, Tony La Russa asked me if I could arrange for Chris Pronger to take a picture with a dog for the ARF calendar.
Andrew, who needs a picture of my dog and why? you handled that.
And I handled it, and he made the calendar.
He's Mr. Pronger is Mr. Burns. You are Smithers.
True or false, Tony La Russa extended his big league career primarily for to raise money for ARF.
False. I have heard people say that. I think he's a baseball lifer, as has been proven.
As is Mike Shildt.
Since he left.
Mike Shildt reminds me of like baseball my American Legion coach or something, by the way. Like a high school coach.
That might be a compliment.
And it is a compliment. Like, he is just a baseball lifer. Like, you know, when you see Mike Shildt, if you were to sit down and have a conversation with him, you're not talking about anything but baseball.
I think Bill DeWitt said to us on the show, he's a baseball rat. And I've never heard that other than in basketball, where they say a guy's a gym rat.
Rink rat.
A rink rat, okay.
That sounds made up.
No, that's true.
Do they call it that in hockey?
That's a real thing, a rink rat.
Is it true?
Rink
rat?
Gym rat?
Gym rat, rink rat. So I guess we'd have to say that Shildt would be a
we used to call the
rat?
Yeah.
Diamond rat.
Diamond rat.
There were Matt rats back in the day.
Matt rats.
Radio rats. We're all radio rats.
We are radio rats.
I gotta explain what that is.
I'm sorry, what's Matt Rat. Happened? No, Matt Rat sounds like a kind of way to call a girl slutty without being direct about it. I'm sorry, that's all here.
Take it back.
I'm just saying, what are you doing out in wherever you grew up in Parkway North? I don't know.
Terrible.
What was on there.
I don't even know why I'm saying that.
I think that was a. I feel like it was a wrestling comment. Was it not?
Yeah, wrestling.
A Matt Rat.
Wrestling. Great to be here, by the way.
Good to see you. Andy Strickland is here. 622 Blue.
A couple things I want to get into. First off, but yes. Put your phone down. My wife's getting worse and worse with this. We're constantly talking. She's on the phone, and she says it's work-related. She's busy. She's doing work, but she's listening at the same time. I just feel like, you know, and I've been like that for years. But this is the summer. So my phone's down most of the time during the summer. So my eyes are on whoever I'm talking to.
All right, in 10 minutes, it'll go, I'm like, Strick. I'm like, oh, it's Steiner's agent. Hold on.
Put the phone down. Pat Maroon's agent and Stein, they share the same agent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
We do have McDonald's cookies if you'd like.
Yeah, nope. Haven't had a McDonald's fast food
item
burger in over 20 years. My kids have never had McDonald's ever.
I think that's fascinating.
Ever. Yeah, 20 plus.
Cousin John, a big believer in what you're talking about, says McDonald's gets every kid hooked because of the toys.
They do. And, you know, this is just kind of where we're at in our society. You know, America, for the most part, is considered a very obese country.
And
is it obese?
Did he say obese?
Well,
is it like Schilt? Mike Schilt with a T?
I put a T on that.
You put
sounds
a T
like
on
an Irish Strick nickname.
Strick puts a T on it.
I put a T on it, so it's obese to you. To me, they're obese.
Beasted.
They're beasts. And,
oh, we're beasts now. Us heavier guys are beasts.
Only in America.
Again, what goes on at Parkway North? This is all I want to know.
Why'd well, here's the deal. Only in America.
I'm a Mac rat. I'm a McDonald's rat.
A Matt rat.
A Mac rat.
Only in America can, like, a value meal. Like, the more food you get costs $2.99, $2.30. But a salad costs, like, you know, $12.99. You know,
you don't really want the salad.
Like
you
got to put like kale on layaway if you want to like afford a salad nowadays. It's like, no, we can't afford that, honey. We're saving up for a salad. Okay.
Hey, you have not been to McDonald's lately because I don't think they have
stand up.
I don't think they have kale. Yeah, are you doing material right now?
I got a little
thanks,
bit.
Everybody.
You got to put your kale on layaway.
Yeah, exactly.
Ha!
You can't afford a salad. It costs too much. You know,
it's the phrase.
Put that toy down. We're not getting that. We're saving up for a salad this summer. This summer, we're buying a salad.
Well, here's the thing. It's parents, not kids. Have your kids ever said, Daddy, Daddy, I want to go to the Golden
never,
Arch. I want to meet Mayor McCheese.
Never, never. My kid would rather go to Bread Company.
That's not super healthy for you. I'm just saying.
She would. They would much rather go to Bread Co. They like Chick-fil-A. You know, they like, what else do they like? I'm just talking about for like a lunch spot. Now, typically,
Fritas,
it's not
they're
me.
Kind of big into
they
Fritas.
Like Fritas, but it's not typically, I'm not the one taking my kids out to lunch. You know, my wife.
You're at the rink.
Does
you're
that
a rink rat.
During the
you're
week.
You're busy.
They will go to Lion's Choice. That kind of counts as fast food, right? Lion's Choice,
it's
although
fast
it's local.
Food, healthier.
It's healthier.
Maybe a little bit.
But Burger King, Taco Bell, McDonald's, man, I mean, I'm proud to say my kids
no
have never, ever, ever had that. Ever.
One of my biggest complaints about fast food, I know there's, you know, the health issue and all of that. To me, it's that they usually get the order wrong.
Nacho Mamas they'll go to.
Oh, and love Nacho Mamas.
Crazy Bowls and Wraps.
Love Crazy
Bowls. I mean, these are like lunch spots that they'll hit. Mission Taco Joint.
Sure. I don't think they're fast.
They like Four Hands Brewing Company.
Oh, okay.
Andy's is pulling a Charlie and is naming restaurants he knows.
No, you know what I like?
I talked to a very prominent figure, by the way.
I go to MTC truck driver training
here in St. Louis
instead of fast food
the other day. Very, very prominent name, and they made a comment about how Charlie doesn't stop calling them. He calls too much.
Charlie Tuna.
He's always calling me. Yes,
he calls me, but doesn't leave messages. And I never know if it was important, and I don't find out because I don't call him back.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair. Hey, it's the Midday Grind. That's Andy Strickland over there. He doesn't go to McDonald's. He doesn't take his ADD medicine, but that's okay.
That's
we're
right.
The big winner.
Grassi's they'll go to.
Boring.
Not you, not Grassi's. Love
you
Grassi's.
Love Grassi's. I can meet you there. We should meet there in a moment.
Just
do a business
lunch. I can throw a rock.
Yeah, it's your neck of the woods, as they say.
Yes, sir.
Love that spot.
Schneidhorse.
Who's left?
Who's
we got
next?
Four Hands. We got Schneidhorse.
Who's hot? Mission Taco Joint.
Hockey Sense, by the way, is this Friday at 1 o'clock. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling the audience that. Let me guess here, because I can usually kind of see where you're headed.
Yeah.
It might be time just to catch up with Jamal Mayers and just see how the league is looking
on
the whole.
No, that's we do that during the season.
Okay.
This is going to be, you know, this is the Strick Nasty summer tour. Pat Maroon's coming this week.
Oh, okay. There you go.
We got Ben Bishop lined up for a few weeks from now. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Will Pat Maroon be on site?
I just had a meeting, by the way, this morning. I'm emceeing.
Anybody can answer.
Chaminade Hockey is celebrating 50 years of Chaminade Hockey, and they're retiring the jerseys of Ben Bishop, Paul Stastny, Chris Butler, and Chris Weidman.
Wow. That's cool.
And Jan Stastny.
Very cool.
And so we're going to have a panel discussion, cocktails.
Cocktails and conversation.
Cocktails and conversation. This will be at Chaminade coming up on August 7th. It's a Tuesday, 7 o'clock, and we'll have information coming up very, very soon on how to get your hands on those tickets. But I highly recommend hockey fans or non-hockey fans to come on by for some hockey talk on Tuesday at Chaminade, 7 o'clock. We're going to retire the jerseys, and I expect to see a KTVI camera as well.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Will Pat Maroon be on site?
He will be.
On Friday? Okay, great. Because, you know, some folks may want to come by.
Oh, yeah. Pat Maroon will be there, so come on
by.
Will
he be signing?
He will be.
He will be.
Yeah.
That's Hockey Sense that's coming up on Friday. We had Mike Yeo on the show there. We actually talked a little Robert Thomas as well.
Oh, how was Mike?
He was good. He's heading to the most remote area.
Now, is this a joke? Are you saying that because you know I want to have Mike on in the coming weeks? Are you cutting my grass?
No, I wasn't.
Or is this serious?
That's
a good guest to have on right now. Well, good to get his take on everything that's happening.
Well, I felt
you got the Strick seal of approval from Mike Yeo.
I like
thank
that.
You, thank you,
what
Strick.
Did he say?
I felt that we had sort of gone through all of these changes. Heard from Doug Armstrong. You had Bill Armstrong, Lance Armstrong. We thought it'd be nice to hear from Mike Yeo. He was driving to a remote area of Ontario, and he genuinely seemed blown away by the roster overhaul. Mm. You know, and as the guy who's the coach, and as Mike Matheny would tell you, you're only as good as the players they give you.
Yeah.
He seemed genuinely excited about the roster upgrade. Is it good enough? Does it make them? You know, conference favorites? No. But I think they at least
conference favorites.
They did a great overhaul. And these guys will never say it, but it'd be nice if they could just say, well, we did get rid of Berge and Sabotka. That's what I would have said. Anyway, we were not cutting your grass, but it was good to catch up with Mike.
No, it's always good to catch up with the head coach, especially when they've, like you said, you've almost, it's amazing, your top three centers, none of these guys were here 2 years ago. And I mean, when you make that dramatic of a change, I mean, it just changes the overall look of the team. Even though your defense group pretty much stays the same, and your goaltender hasn't changed, although Carter Hutton left, it's going to be very, very interesting. This is the most intrigue, at least for me, entering training camp than any of the previous years that I've been covering the St. Louis Blues, just because there are so many different pieces, and a lot of them are centers, like I mentioned. So you want to see who fits with who has chemistry with who, and who's going to play with who. There's a lot of speculation, and I'm sure they've written it down on napkins, but that can certainly change.
Strick, this hour, by the way, brought to you, just letting you know, we got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Offenburg Hyundai. Love Matt Offenburg.
Oh, yeah.
You get yourself a hockey wagon.
Illinois fan.
Illinois guy.
Yeah. We are the home of Illinois.
I've probably gone to more Blues games with Matt Offenburg than anybody.
He loves the Blues.
I've hung out with Matt
after games.
Yeah.
I think you may have been there with your Canadian in-law. Right?
It's not just my in-laws. It's my Canadian in-laws. Offenburg Hyundai is located in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's just across the bridge from downtown St. Louis, so not far at all. They've been selling Hyundais in this area since 1989. If you've heard about it, never gone for a test drive, stop by and see them. O'Fallon, Illinois. Go for a ride. See what we've been talking about. The great value, the great-looking cars, but also the great service you get at Offenburg Hyundai. OffenbergHyundai.com is where you can find them on the web. Also, don't forget the PGA Championship, Strick. You excited about this?
You know, I am excited about that.
I guess Frank's not renting his house. He kind of stopped bringing that up. I've never been invited to Frank's house, but I'm sure it's plenty nice, but he had to go through a process.
I drive by Frank's house every single day.
Do you?
Stop by.
Yeah, we live probably a quarter mile away from each other. Very close to each
other. He was in the running. They had like a qualifying, like to get into the tournament. You could rent out your house.
Wow.
I never heard any more about it.
You know, it's amazing what these golfers do when they come in for these tournaments, because a lot of times they will stay in houses. I've heard about that from maybe the last PGA tournament that took place in St. Louis. A lot of people rented out their house. Is it too late to do that? He could do that on Airbnb. Is he familiar with Airbnb?
Well, you could do that, but I think this was like a player.
Yeah.
This isn't like Billy Bob and his cousins are coming
It'd
up to
like,
watch.
You'd
be like, wouldn't that be exciting, though, if they said, hey, Strick,
Ricky Fowler staying in
your
house?
There you go. Exactly. Wouldn't it be kind of cool? And I said, Frank's lucky he'd find out it's John Daly, and he's going to come in there, and he's got a keg, and he's got an ashtray. And
there's cigarette butts all over the house.
But we're having a special PGA party. I can't give you all the details.
Where is
but
it?
You're going to want. I can't tell
you.
Well,
who's putting it on?
5-9 of the Fan and Mick Ultra.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Teaming up to bring you the ultimate watch party. We've got the 20-foot. Think about that, a 20-foot TV screen. That's the size of this studio.
Watch party.
A watch party. Even if you're going to the PGA, you could go stop by and hang
with us.
You
see the size of those grandstands, by the way?
I
drove by the other day, and it's amazing. I mean, they're huge. Some of the biggest grandstands I've ever seen.
I was told that they'll be officially out of Bellerive, like done with their breakdown, like in mid to late October. So like 2 months after it's
over. And they've
been
planning this for several months.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's funny is, Like all these guys who are members of Belle Reve, a few of them, you know, who I'm friends with, whatever, and they say, "Oh yeah, I'll take care of you with tickets."
No,
and
then, they
and
won't.
And then the
they
closer
won't.
We get, yeah, I'm still working on that. You got a credit card? Credit card? You said you'll take care of me for tickets.
Oh, you're looking for the handout. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Looking at you, Jay Williamson.
Ooh. A direct call out.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. PGA Championship Watch Party. Maybe you don't have tickets. Maybe you're like Strickland. Come hang with us. We're broadcasting live all day on Friday the 10th. That's day two of the tournament. We're going to have all your favorite shows going live that day. And come hang out at the giant tent. Enjoy some Michelob Ultra. Details coming your way.
I wonder if Tarasenko is renting out his house.
I bet
who
not.
Who lives there on the Belle Reve course.
So the big, beautiful houses that are right there would be perfect for the players to rent out. But those people probably are like, I don't care about the money, so I'm not renting out my
house. If you're a golfer, would you rather stay at somebody's house or just go stay at the Ritz or
I think I'd
hotel?
Rather be at a hotel.
Let me just go stay at the Four. Well, with Four Seasons, it's too far away. That's the problem.
Love the Four Seasons. That's a great
spot.
Well,
I love the Four Seasons as well.
It's like our slice of Vegas when you're out on that
patio. Absolutely. But the Ritz,
you
could
get a shuttle
far.
Ride. They're going to pick you up, drop you off. Hockey Bob will be shuttling people back and
nothing
forth.
Nothing against any of the other hotels. I mean, you have the Frontenac Hilton, which isn't too far away. Great hotel.
I would think a lot of the players will stay at hotels. I think unless it's a really remote area, like when they had the U.S. Open on Long Island.
Where's Tiger Woods? Like, where does he stay?
That's a great question. I would think Ritz, don't you think? Stay at the Ritz. Don't want to be anybody's
house.
He
probably stays at, like, the penthouses at the Ritz.
Yeah, you know, like, they have those, like a super suite.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know what? When we get there that week at 590, we'll have coverage. Fox 2 will be all over it. I'll start by asking everybody where they're staying.
Where are you staying? On the red carpet. Hi there. Where are you staying?
Hey, good to see you. Welcome to town. Where are you staying? That'll be on the list. Also, our listener rewards right now. You could stay at Hollywood Casino out there for the weekend if you're going to the PGA. Hollywood Casino, title sponsor, on the press box from 10 to noon every day. They're part of our listener rewards. You get online. You have a chance to really cash in. Basically, our great sponsors want to do business with you, and they give you great value.
Over just drove 60% by the other
off.
Day. Just
over
drove by.
60% off.
You can get two nights stay and a $50 wow. food and beverage credit for $225.
Get out of here.
That's cheap.
That's 60% off.
Yeah.
I just drove by the other day. They're building the new rink there at Hollywood Casino.
Yes, that's
and
where the Blues
are.
And
they are moving dirt. There are several trucks out there right now. I mean, that is a huge piece of property.
And that's going to be open to the public, right? Is that the deal?
What, the rink?
Yeah. So the Blues will use it whenever they need it, but then other folks just come and
oh, if they want to go to like a, oh yeah, if you want to have a public session, you want to go ice skating for the afternoon, you can do that. They're going to have an outdoor rink too, which during the summer is going to be an incredible concert venue, which Live Nation has gotten involved. They're helping design and helping fund it, I believe. And they're going to have a phenomenal, phenomenal outdoor area for, you know, a summer concert series, and it'll be an ice rink during the winter. I just had a tour, by the way, of the Enterprise Center. You will not recognize this place.
What are the main, what are the visible, are we doing seats yet or not yet?
They're doing seats up top. Down below, I think the original seats will still be in there until the following year.
Are they purple?
Well, there's a reason for it. There's a reason for it. So it's hard to, and some of it is engineering. Some of it is, you know, some concerts that are coming into town where they have a guaranteed number of seats that they've sold or they have to sell for these concerts. And when they redo the seats, some of those seats are going to be coming out. So they can't redo the seats down below just yet. But, I mean, it's like you have, you know, clubs, that, you know, areas inside the building that used to be a club that now will be a team store, or a team store that used to be a team store now will be a club. You have restaurants popping up everywhere. I mean, it is just a complete reno. Way more than I anticipated.
Do you think they could ever do anything? I mean, they do have 14th and Clark. You have bars that are inside. I wonder if there's any chance of any kind of development next to it. Like if you go to a Blues game.
Like a ballpark village?
Yeah, maybe not to that scale, but, and I know there was a bar, Federico's was across the street. Yes. Back in the day, the Schmeezings Part 2 was across the railroad tracks. I just think
Federico's inside that hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you're a Blues fan or you go to a regional Kentucky game and the game's over, they're like, and eventually, like, all right, got to go, folks. Got to go. Thanks.
You know, there was talk years ago.
Wouldn't it be nice to walk across the street somewhere?
Before they renovated, which was the Peabody Opera House, now the Stiefel Theater, there was a lot of talk of turning that opera house into a entertainment venue, much like what you see at Ballpark Village, where they were going to turn it into different restaurants and bars and stuff like that. And they went away with that, and now it's Stiefel Theater.
Stiefel Theater, Enterprise Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take me a while to
get used to that.
We have a hard time around here.
That's okay. I mean,
I still have out-of-town friends. They just hop on 40. They're like, well, I'm on my GPS. I don't see a 40. I'm like, oh, it's, what is it? Oh, honey,
64?
What is, oh, 65.
I know.
The worst.
Interstate.
People
I've never
Channel
said
two. Hey,
interstate
ABC
in my life.
Folks. Well, we haven't been ABC for 23 years, but thanks.
Mm-hmm. KTVI.
We're all guilty of it. Hey, Strick is here. Quick break. A little later, Adam Wainwright's scheduled to join the program, Strick. So bone up.
Uncle
on your...
Charlie.
Yes.
You know, he and I have a lot in common right now with
not
how
really.
we feel about the designated hitter, the DH.
Oh, okay, good. We want to talk about
we agree with that.
Ideas.
I've got some baseball thoughts, by the way. I went to the game on Sunday, watched a portion of the All-Star game yesterday.
Wow.
I was like Wikipedia-ing everybody on the – I was like,
who
is
this
guy? This guy's got an unreal story. It's like I've decided baseball – do you want to get into this now or you want to save it?
Let's save it.
Okay.
Because I'm really looking forward
let's
to it.
Let's do this before Uncle Charlie comes on.
Triad brings you Take It to the Bank. Take It to the Bank. I could name
my
10.
Favorite player, by the way, is a third baseman from the Rockies. I had never
Arenado.
Heard of him either. Yeah.
Nolan Arenado. This is unbelievable.
Yes.
He should be on the Cardinals. That's another story. Take it to the bank. How about this? Just your
Blackmon from
Charlie
the
Blackmon.
Center fielder.
Blackmon. Yeah, you like the beard, hockey beard.
It's a pretty good hockey beard. How are they? They're a great team. They got a bunch.
They should be.
Yes, bunch of all-stars.
But about 2 weeks ago, Nolan Arenado said he was tired of all the
losing. Second baseman from Cleveland. Great personality.
Lindor.
Yeah.
Shortstop.
Lindor.
Love
Lindor. Lindori chicken.
Did you like them micing up the players? Give it a little extra personality?
I thought it was great. Honestly, I as a viewer, I would much rather listen to that than your typical play-by-play in that setting during an All-Star game. So I thought Joe did a great job.
How about this on the tweet line here, the text line, thoughts for Strick? They could be questions about hockey. They could
we
be
can
comments.
Get into anything.
You bet. Triad Bank
lifestyle
brings you that.
Questions.
Lifestyle, real estate, Triad Bank, Pronger questions. Triad Bank sponsors. Take it to the bank. We do it on the text line a couple of times a week. And Triad Bank is the place to go for all your banking needs, personal banking, business banking. Maybe you're a business owner trying to expand a little bit. You've got some ideas. Go talk to Jim Regna and his team at Triad Bank. Right there on Clayton Road. It's about a block west of Lindbergh. Easy to find. Even if you just hop off Highway 40, it's right there. On the web, it's triadbanking.com, the friendly neighborhood bank. In fact, I was there the other day, Strickland. You know what they have? I always leave there with a good pen because you never have enough pens, like Doug was telling you. They now have the multicolored pens that you can, you know, the green, blue.
Mm-hmm,
you know, remember Bernie used to always have
Bernie,
those?
Darren Pang uses those too.
They're very handy. Stop by, get yourself a new checking account, and leave with a multicolored pen.
Love
I love
those.
It over there.
Love those, yeah.
Triadbanking.com. I can't make it down, so get out your feet and jump around.